Hare Krishna. Second chapter. Thank you so much. And just a thought is that devotees may also want to consider reading the English as opposed to the Sanskrit, just in case you're not a Sanskrit scholar and you don't understand what the Sanskrit is. So the important thing of Bhagavad Gita is to understand what Krishna says. Although chanting the Sanskrit is certainly purifying. The basis of education, or at least the process of education, entails telling someone what you're going to do, what you're going to say it, and then summarize what you said. That way, the tendency that we actually get the full message or that we really understand. So the second chapter is entitled The Contents of the Bhagavad Gita Summarized. And Krishna more or less tells us what he's going to talk about in detail, in somewhat different words or different language, but the same essential message, which really means that the message of the Bhagavad Gita is just one, although we'll have different chapters, Dhyana Yoga, Karma Yoga, so many other titles for the chapters, but ultimately the message is always the same. Manmanamava, Madbhakto, Vadyajimam, Namaskuru. Krishna wants us to become his devotee. You will see that although Krishna does talk about karma and sankhya and different types of karma yoga, but ultimately Krishna always elevates the status of bhakti as the purpose for these different types of yoga. So there's this common mantra that people say, all paths lead to the same place, all types of yoga ultimately lead to the same goal. That is not what the Bhagavad Gita says. What the Bhagavad Gita says is that if you practice all paths, ultimately you become qualified to associate with a Vaishnava. And by the association of Vaishnav, then whether you're doing karma or gyan or so on, you'll recognize yoginam apisarvesham madgatanantaratmanah sharavam. That ultimately, if one's faith develops in Krishna, he'll recognize that our real business is to serve Krishna in devotional service. So yes, the yoga processes will bring people to bhakti and bhakti amam abhijanati. But only through devotion do you get to Krishna. You won't get to Krishna. We won't get to Krishna through other yoga processes. Yet, because the audience is varied, then Krishna tries to address and bring people with different interests, with different samskars, with different levels of spiritual advancement, to come to this principle of Mame Kam Sharanam, to surrender to Krishna. And surrendering then becomes the beginning of spiritual life. Bhagavad Gita sort of brings us to the beginning of spiritual life. And then how we practice spiritual life, that's described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And then after we finish today, we'll continue with 18,000 verses of Srimad Bhagavatam, which means that 718,000, it's 25 times longer. So we can just all camp out at the manor for the next month. But anyway, sometime in the future, we want to consider that. Chapter 2.